To Be Sung Underwater by Tom McNeil, narrated by Susan Boyce. 4. Laura, and in memory of Bill Gerard. I search for phrases to sing your praises, but there aren't any magic adjectives to tell you all you are. You're just too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby, amorous. Too Marvelous for Words, lyrics by Johnny Mercer. Prologue. The man sits hidden among pines on a bluff overlooking the grid of farms and county roads lying north. It is hot. Several times now the man has moved his three-legged camp stool to maintain full shade. That is how long he has been waiting and watching and drinking. He watches through a scope, a 3x9x40 Bushnell, the one he has used in his lifetime for large, wary prey, deer, for example, and sometimes antelope. The first sign of the car is the distant moving cloud of dust that rises behind it. The dust plume is denser than most. The car is moving right along. When it slows to take the hard right turn at Bethel Church and its length presents itself, heat vapors distort the image. The car seems almost a mirage, but it is yellow. It is definitely yellow. So it is her. It is very probably her. A hand takes hold of the man's heart, and its rhythmic squeeze and release causes tender but actual pain. The car falls out of view for a time, then turns south onto the creek road. The man raises himself.